WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week, Michael Jackson releases History, Past, Present, and Future, a double album containing 15 of his greatest hits and 15 new recordings. Publicity for the collection is in full swing. History comes on the heels of a widely seen Diane Sawyer TV interview with Jackson and his wife, Lisa Marie Presley. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review of History.
When you see it on the album package, the first three letters of History are capitalized and italicized. Michael Jackson wants you to read this as both history and his story, because the 15 new songs on this collection are nothing if not elaborate, self-aggrandizing explanations of the pain he's endured ever since he was accused of child molestation in 1993. The charges were dropped, and on History, Michael is full of bitter recrimination. That song is called They Don't Care About Us, but what he really means is You Don't Care About Me Sufficiently. Jackson is insulting the converted, castigating his fans for following the tabloid reports of him, for having the gall to wonder whether their hero is weird, perverted, or both. In reaction to this, Jackson throws a tantrum. In fact, he throws tantrums all over History. This is the dark side of that childlike nature he's constantly presenting us with, and on this song, his infantilism is especially repellent. Jackson had barely released the album before he also issued an apology for the phrases Jew me and kike me, which he said was his way of, quote, saying no to racism. Now, you don't have to have contempt for Jackson to think that this is pure malarkey. You and I can admire him as a genius pop musician. The evidence is right in front of our ears on the greatest hits section of History, in songs like Beat It, The Girl Is Mine, and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. But no matter what sort of genius he is, and no matter how difficult his childhood was, another key subject on History's new songs, he can't continue to get away with acting like a child who's just learned some naughty words, or in this case, some anti-Semitic ones, and is using them for shock effect, to get attention.
Have you seen my childhood? I'm searching for the world. And found of my heart. No one understands me. They view it as a strange eccentricities. Cause I keep kidding around like a child.
In the past, Jackson's wide-eyed guilelessness was alternately charming or annoying. On History, it becomes grotesque. Jackson no longer has any subject that interests him except his own innocence, in both a legal and emotional sense. He's intentionally stunted his creative life to remain this way. Because so much of his new material is full of hostility sprinkled with four-letter words, his audience of real children is bound to be confused. And because so much of it is sentimental treacle, the audience that has grown to adulthood with Michael Jackson now finds his refusal to put away childish things ridiculous, embarrassing. History, his story, has reached a dead end.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Michael Jackson's new double album, History.